So Tatiana, can we talk a little bit about what has happened since you joined the agency? I know you said you have some girlfriends or you know some girls who met their husbands this way. How long ago did you join the marriage agency?
I think about a month ago.
Oh, very good. So very recently.
Pardon? Yes?
It was very recently that you joined.
Yeah, it was very recently. As far as I remember, my profile was played maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. Yeah, no more.
Yep.
But I should say that I work as an interpreter for some merge agencies here in Volgograd, and I know what foreign affairs socials are like, and I see many girls and some gentlemen of your clients, and I know that most of them are really very nice men, and they have very true and serious intentions. I hope that those men who are listening to me now have the same intentions. It's very important for me as for any woman to know that men are serious.
Yes.
So.
Wow, excellent. I didn't know that you were an interpreter for some of the marriage agencies in Volgograd. That's excellent, Tatiana. And so you have obviously been to a foreign affairs socials before, but it seems we haven't been to Volgograd in a little while. So perhaps you were an interpreter sometime last year, yes?
Yeah, I was hired maybe once or 3 times. I don't remember exactly. It was when I was a bit younger, because then I gave a birth to a child. I defined it my thesis, and then I started to work as a teacher again. And unfortunately, I have no time anymore to do this, but I'm very excited, and I like my experience with your agency. So,
Excellent.
yeah.
Tatiana, that is great. That really is great. Sometimes I think girls in this experience are not sure what to expect, and you have some experience in this whole process, and it will help you to understand why the men are here and what they're really like. I'm glad you have good impressions of a foreign affair so far.
So I should say that I'm very realistic woman, a woman, and I know what to expect from the life in another country. So I know what I can do, and I know what I'm looking for, first of all. And I should say that my demands, my requirements to men are rather high, but I never ask more than I can give in my time.
Your demands of your man are very hard. I don't know. Somehow I think your demands are probably not very hard.
Maybe.
I don't think so. Tatiana, you just seem very lovely and very friendly. I would think a man in Volgograd who hired you as an interpreter would be very lucky. I would think you would help him to feel very happy and very comfortable. You must have been a terrific interpreter.
No, I always try to be a good professional. It was my just pleasure to work with men and help them to find their happiness, to understand that this exact woman is what she's looking for. Well, sometimes girls don't know what to speak in such situations, and of course I know how to help them, how to make the conversations going on and going on, and
Sure.
it was a part of my job, but it was also a very exciting experience for me.
Very, very nice. We're talking with Tatiana Geis, profile number 90189, and you may say hello to Tatiana if you would like by pressing star 1 on your phone. I would be happy to introduce you to this exceptional girl. Tatiana, you said you would like a man to be serious, and it's very important that he is serious about his intentions. Is it hard to meet foreign men who are serious? Do you think that some men are just writing letters and maybe not serious about meeting someone?
So I have my quite a long experience in communicating with foreign men, and what can I say? Of course, I would prefer first to see how he lives, and of course meet his family, because it's, for me, a family background of a man is very important.
Yes.
And I should see how he communicates, how he behaves with his family, and because I'm sure that family model, the model of family life, forms in the childhood, and if I want to see how my husband will behave towards me, I need to see how he behaves towards his mother. It's my life experience, and I know that it's true. And if he respects his mother, loves her, and treats her like a best woman in the world, I can be sure that he will behave towards me in the same way, in the same manner. And of course, it's rather difficult to see from the first meeting if it's right man for me or not. But I know that fiance with it, to take fiance with it takes quite a lot of time, and I know that I will need at least several meetings to understand what the man I have to deal with. Well,
I like what you're saying very much, Tatiana. I like that you are saying you would like to see how a man treats his family, and specifically how he treats his mother, because if he treats his mother with respect and he loves her very much and he treats her very well, then he is likely to treat his wife and his children well, and I absolutely agree. I agree with you that we learn how to treat our women early in childhood, and it shows in the way that we treat our mother and our families around us.
Sorry, it's very good.
It's a very good idea. It's a very good observation. It's very true, I think.
Yes, it's my life experience, and I know this exactly.